Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Blessings, everybody. Welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I hope that you guys are doing well, and I pray that you are blessed. I'm coming to you today out of maybe three topics. Trust issues, if you've ever had trust issues. If you've ever been emotionally unstable, or perhaps you have been emotionally unstable. And if we have people issues. You know, I did a podcast in the previous week on soul ties and how to break soul ties. And I think that it's important for me to come in and do maybe a part two, because we have to know how to do relationships. Whenever God is getting ready to bless us, you know, he's going to use people. And whenever the enemy is getting ready to destroy us, he's going to use people. We have to know how to do relationships. How do we build relationships? Because to prepare for success, we have to understand that we need to align our relationships. We need to prune our relationships. We need to know what relationships are coming in and what relationships need to be pruned in our lives. I want you to picture yourself like a door. When we build relationships, we are like doors. People are like doors. You're either going to step into something good or you're going to step into something bad. So how do I know the difference? Well, we need to know how to handle relationships. What are good relationships? What are bad relationships? And how do I protect myself from being emotionally unstable in a relationship? How do I not become codependent? Maybe somebody walked out on you and now you have trust issues. Maybe there was a divorce in your life and now you have trust issues, or you've become emotionally unstable. You know, I talked about a lot about soul ties last week and how we detach from ungodly soul ties and how to keep and maintain godly soul ties. So we have to know, and we have to really master the art of relationships, because God uses relationships. We have to know how to keep the right relationships and how to succeed in our relationships, because success, it really comes through relationships. So how do I know something's a godly relationship? Well, a godly relationship is always going to protect your deliverance. A godly relationship is always going to protect what God spared you from, delivered you from. A godly relationship is always going to protect even your destiny. A godly soul tie is actually going to protect what God has been doing in your life, the destiny, where God is taking you, your purpose, and your calling. A godly relationship will always protect your relationship with God. Your relationship with God is the most important relationship. And a godly relationship will always protect that relationship with God. No relationship should cause you to grow cold in God. No relationship that you have should cause you to retract from having a relationship with God. All godly relationships are actually going to take you to get closer to God. No relationship should ever cause you to lose your fire, to lose your passion. If that's the case, then you need to prune that relationship. And you got to make sure that you are breaking every ungodly soul tie. Because remember, whenever the enemy is going to destroy you, he is going to use relationships. Godly relationships, listen, will always cause you to focus. Every ungodly relationship is going to distract you. But a godly relationship, a godly soul tie, is going to begin to focus you. It'll focus you on what? On what you need to focus on. The things of God, the purposes of God, the callings of God. Because no ungodly relationship is going to move you backwards. An ungodly soul tie will move you back, but a godly relationship will always move you forward. So think of your life as a door. When people come into your life, you are actually a door. Are they going to step into something good, or are they going to step into something bad? Every relationship is like a door. Are you stepping into something good, or are you stepping into something bad? So I believe that to do relationships right and to enter into the success that God has for us in the future, we have to see our relationships and we have to determine if they are good, if they are bad. What do I need to prune? What do I need to align in my life so that I can attain those successes in my life? Sometimes to do relationships right, we're going to need healing, because we never enter into a relationship, be it the opposite sex, because we're lonely, because we feel sad, That's a sign that you need healing. Listen to me. Relationships, and to do relationships correctly, we must be healed. Why is that the case? Because sometimes we're in a relationship and we are emotionally unstable. So really, when they walk into our lives, we're not helping anybody. We're actually hurting people. And you never want to be the cause of somebody's fall. You never want to be the cause of somebody stumbling. You always want to make sure that you yourself are healed. So when we build relationships, it's important to understand, because most of the time we will build relationships based on how we see ourselves. The way we see ourselves will actually determine our need for certain friendships. So we have to be whole, complete, lacking nothing, as James says. Why? Because we don't ever want to be codependent on anybody. We don't ever want to be codependent on another person. And we don't want others to be codependent on us. So we have to be free. We have to be whole. So sometimes to do relationships, people have trust issues. Why? Because they have identity issues. So if we have identity issues, you have to evaluate your relationships. Because if you have identity issues, more than likely, you are going to be attracted to a certain type of relationship. Therefore, we need to be whole. We need to be emotionally stable. We need to identify our relationships. Why? So that we are not falling prey to anything that the enemy is trying to bring our way. So let me talk a little bit about trust issues. God has a lot to say about trust. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6, and I'll read it to you. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 6 says the following. It says, many a man claims to have unfailing love. It says, but a faithful man who can find. A trustworthy person who can find. In other words, the Bible is saying, it's hard to find people that we can trust. Maybe you've been in relationships in the past and somebody lied to you. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody walked away from you. And now you're having trust issues. Well, it's important to identify if we have trust issues. Do we have trust issues? Do we need to become whole and emotionally stable? You know what trustworthy means? To be trustworthy? Trustworthy means to be worthy of trust. Are you worthy of trust? It also means that we can trust people, right? And they can also trust us. Worthy of trust. Let me say this to you. Trust is not something that we do by faith. Trust is something that we do by proof. In other words, people have to prove their trustworthiness. Perhaps in the past you've had friends that walked away from you, or you had a relationship that walked away from you. And sometimes if we are not whole and emotionally stable, we begin to be aligned to the wrong relationships again, or we start to have trust issues. We have a closed heart. We don't allow anybody else in. Or we just are afraid to have trust again. Let me say this to you. Trust issues is really fear that has been internalized. Whenever you have a trust issue, it's because fear has been internalized inside of your life. Now, God always commanded us to love. When you look at the parables, or when you look at Jesus speaking into our lives in regards to relationships, God always told us to love. But he didn't force us to trust. Trust is something that has to be earned. Now, I don't know if you've ever known a liar in the past. People that lie to you. A liar, you know, they keep lying to you. Well, liars cannot be trusted. If you are in a relationship right now where somebody keeps lying to you, well, it's hard to trust somebody who's lied to you. It's hard to trust somebody who's lied to you in the past. Because I believe that trust has to be earned. You can't, God never forced us to trust people. He forced us to love people. Trust has to be earned. Now let me pause there and talk to you a little bit about trust. Because trust is something that grows. You will find if somebody is really trustworthy, if somebody is really loyal to you. How? When adversity comes. How do I know that this relationship is trustworthy? Well, when you walk through adversity, when you walk through difficulty, you know, everybody has seasons in their lives. Even churches have seasons in their lives. And you will find who's really trustworthy when adversity rises, when a difficulty rises. There you will know who's really trustworthy and who's really loyal to you. In relationships, you have to know who the trustworthy people are in your life. And how you're going to be tested in that, if you're trustworthy, is really an adversity. See, everybody can stay with you. Everybody can be loyal. And everybody can be trustworthy when everything is going great. But when adversity begins to rise, when the attacks begin to rise, there you will know who's really trustworthy, who's really loyal. We have to know how to do relationships right. You have to detect those people in your life who are really trustworthy, who are really loyal, who are really faithful, because anybody can say they're loyal and faithful when you're on a mountaintop, when everything is going good. But not everybody is trustworthy and loyal when everything's going bad. Those are the kind of relationships here in Proverbs. That's the proverb saying says, a trustworthy person, who can find? In other words, where are they? Because it's not easy to find people that are trustworthy. But we cannot use that as an excuse to not trust other people. Now, this doesn't excuse me from trust issues. This doesn't excuse me from not allowing people into my life. We have to be able to be people that are whole. We have to be people that are healed so that we're able to trust others. Now, the more whole I become, the more I can lend trust. The more whole I become, the more healed I become, the more I can lend trust to people. See, maybe you've been betrayed in the past. Maybe somebody hurt you. And without knowing it, unconsciously, it's hard for you to trust people. Jeremiah says something so powerful. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5. And I'm going to read it to you. It says, this is what the Lord says. Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Jeremiah, the prophet, says that. Jeremiah was saying, cursed if we trust people, but we don't trust God. What is he saying? See, it's impossible to trust people if we have not learned to first trust God. Let me help you with your relationships. Jeremiah is saying it's impossible for us to trust people if we first have not learned to trust in God. You know what mistrust means? When we have mistrust in our hearts, or when there's other people who we cannot really trust. Mistrust is really this. You think people can hurt you and you can't recover from it. That's what really mistrust is. In other words, Jeremiah is helping us a lot in this scripture. He's telling us how to do relationships. He's basically saying, when it comes to mistrust, you think that people can hurt you and you think you can't recover from it. So whenever you have a mistrust issue, regardless of what happened to you in the past, regardless of who walked away from you, regardless of the friends that are no longer your friends, whenever now we have mistrust issues in our heart, then that is really saying, you know, I think people can hurt me and I don't think I can recover. That's what you're really saying. I don't think that I can bounce back. So when we have trust issues, it's because we don't trust that God will get us out of the hurt. Whenever you have a trust issue with other people, whenever you can't trust somebody else, you don't think that you can trust another man. You don't think that you can trust another friend. So we're on our guard. So we're kind of standing on our guard. We haven't really opened up our heart fully. What we're really saying, these trust issues that we have, is what we're really saying is that people are going to hurt us, but we don't think that God can heal us. That's really a mistrust issue. Now, I'm talking about the godly friendships. We have to be able to trust the godly ones and open up a heart again, even if somebody betrayed you, even if somebody backstabbed you again. So when we have trust issues, it's because we don't trust that God is going to get us over that hurt, that God is going to take us through that situation. Listen, you may be hurt. You may have cried. Somebody else may hurt you. Somebody else may betray you. Somebody else may backstab you. And you may cry a little bit, and it may be hard, but you get healed, and then you get recovered. Because why? We live in this world. You know, people are going to betray us. People are going to hurt us. People are going to reject us. And we have to know how to do relationships correctly. So what's the first thing I want to tell you? That you can trust. The godly relationships that are in your life, you can trust. And sometimes we have to risk trusting again. When we know that God has our back, we can trust. When we know that God can heal us, then we can trust again. But if your relationship with God, hear me, is not steady, if your relationship with God is not strong, then the end of any relationship in your life is going to cause emotional instability. What do I mean by that? If my relationship with God, Jeremiah says, cursed is a man who trusts in man. It says, but doesn't trust in the Lord. So here's the problem with our relationships, is that we're trusting more in people than we're trusting in God. So hear what I'm going to say. If your relationship with God is not strong, if your relationship with God is not sturdy, is not steadfast, is not deep, and is not profound, then the end of all your other relationships, betrayals, hurt, whoever left you is going to leave you emotionally unstable. So how we do relationships has everything to do with our relationship with God. Because we trust God first. Listen, people come and people go. And if somebody walked away from you, somebody else may walk away from you in the future. If you got rejected in the past, somebody else may reject you. It's not guaranteed that you're not going to be rejected anymore. But you have to have the ability to have emotional health in your life in such a way that you can continue to do relationships with other people where you are whole, where you are complete, where you are emotionally stable. Why? Because I trust in the Lord. I trust that He will get me through any pain. I trust that He's going to get me through any situation. Let me say this to you, and maybe this might help with you. If at any point in your life, you had relationships in the past and they left you emotionally depleted or they left you bound, that tells you that you trusted more in a person than you did in God. Your relationship with God has to be stable, firm, for you to walk away from any relationship and still leave not emotionally depleted, but walk away with an emotional stability. I got hurt. Yes, everybody gets hurt. Well, somebody let me down. You're gonna be let down because those are relationships. But let me say this to you. That is not an excuse to stay emotionally handicapped. You have to know how to do relationships right. Now, if I continue to have emotional instability, trust issues, somebody let me down, I don't open my heart up completely, then you are going to be trapped. And there are so many people that are trapped in doing relationships. Most, let me give you the answer. Our most profound trust is in God. Our most profound trust is not in relationships. That's why we can continue to have relationships. So the more whole you are, the more you open yourself up to trust other people. Now, trust is earned. Keep that in mind. Now, keep this in mind, that not all relationships are godly. I'm talking about godly relationships. But the answer to all of our relationships is really that the most profound trust that we ought to have is really our trust in God. We have to trust God more than any other relationship because I trust Him. Even if I am hurt, even if somebody rejects me, even if somebody betrays me, I still have somewhere to run. I still have someone to turn to, and that is God. The most profound trust in a relationship that I have is found in God. Psalm chapter 56, verse 3 and 4 says, when I am afraid, David said it. He said, I will trust in you. He said, in God, whose word I praise, in God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Keep in mind, trust issues, having a mistrust is really a fear that you have. And we have to be free because when people come into our lives, we want people to enter through the door of wholeness. We want people to enter through the door of emotional stability. When you walk into my life or if I walk into your life, we want to be able to walk and access through a door that a person is emotionally stable. How are we going to get to emotional stability and be able to trust again? Because your trust is not in man. Your trust is in God. That your most profound trust relationship is found in God. That's why David said, My trust is in the Lord. What can mere mortals do to me? If they walk away, my trust is in God. If somebody rejects me, my trust is in God. So we have to get to a point that we are doors that people access. And when you access my heart, when I access your heart, you are not depleted emotionally because of the last relationship. I'm speaking to a man who's been depleted emotionally from a previous relationship. What are you going to give the next woman? What are you going to be able to give the next relationship? You've been depleted emotionally from the last one. You have to become whole. You have to become emotionally stable. See, that's why David said, mere mortals cannot do anything to me. Because I spend my time learning to trust God. Because I spend my time learning to trust Him. I have a skill to trust other people. Because I learned to trust in the Lord that even if my other relationship didn't work out, my trust is not in them. My trust is in God. Some people have said this, well, I don't trust anybody. It's just me and God. Then the problem is that you don't believe that God will sustain you in every relationship. That's what you're really saying. Oh, I don't trust anybody. I just trust just me and God, just me and my. The problem with what you just said is that you don't believe that God will sustain you through every relationship. God is trustworthy. God can be trusted. We've got to get to the place where if you're going to walk through my door, let me tell you something. I'm not codependent on anybody. I'm not codependent. So if you walk through my door, if I walk through your door, we got to get to the place where no, you're not codependent on a relationship. You're not codependent on this. I got to have him. I need this relationship because we're not codependent on anybody. David said, what can mere mortals do to me? My trust is not in man. My trust is in God. And if a relationship went sour, my trust is in God. And if something didn't work out, somebody betrayed you, somebody backstabbed us, because it's going to happen. Humans are humans. Jesus even had a backstabber. Judas Iscariot. And he knew it as he sat across the table. But you never see Jesus codependent on anybody. Jesus was like, somebody here is going to betray me. Somebody here is going to backstab me. But you never see Jesus crying on the table and having a little pity party and going, boo-hoo me, because somebody's going to betray me. He knew how to do relationships. He knew who was going to deny him 3 times, Peter. He knew who was going to betray him. Yet Jesus could walk out his destiny and Jesus could walk out his purpose. Why? Because he was whole. He was complete. And when you went through the door of the heart of Jesus, what did we get? We got God. What did we get? We got a man who was whole, who was not codependent on absolutely anybody. His trust came from God. His trust was dependent solely on God. So the root of our mistrust, the root of all our emotional instabilities, the root of us being able to not do relationships the way that God is calling us to do, the root is really fear. We're afraid. But David said it best in Psalm 56:3. He said, I am not going to be afraid. What can a mere mortal do to me? I am not going to be afraid of having relationship with somebody because what can they possibly do to me? You may answer, well, they might betray you or they might hurt you or they might walk out on you just like the previous one, just like the previous man that walked out on you. But David is saying, my trust is not in people. My trust is in God. My hope is in God. And the Bible says that the fear of man is a snare. The fear of man is a snare. That's what the Bible says. So we're not to have any fear. It's really a fear of man. But if we're going to be healed and be whole and do relationships correctly, because remember, God uses relationships to bless you. If we're going to do them right, we have to be free of emotional instability. We're going to have to be free of any fears that we picked up from the past. See, people come and people go. That's just life. But the one that doesn't come and the one that doesn't go is God. He's trustworthy. He stays. He's trustworthy. So if you trust people more than God, it will lead your heart away. Anyone that leaves the Lord for a friend, anybody that leaves the Lord for a relationship, trusted more in that person than they did in God. Our relationships have to be based on our trust with God first. That's why your stability in your relationship with God, the most profound trust that you have to have, is your trust in God. I trust God that if this relationship ends up bad, because maybe it started good, but you know, anybody can be attacked. The enemy can use anybody because they've allowed themselves to be led astray. A person that you are in relationship with, I don't know about you, but I've had friends that I started in relationship with, and it was a godly relationship, but then it went sour. It went sour because the other person allowed themselves to open the door to any demonic maybe activity. And what happened, what started out good is not ending good. But at that point, God didn't force me to trust at that point. At that point, I've got to be honest with that relationship. And I got to say, what's going on? Because you once were a door that used to lead me towards God. But now you're not a door that's leading me towards God. Now you are access to something that is pulling us away from God. So as friends, let's have this conversation. So hear what I'm going to say. We got to learn how to do relationships. If there was ever anybody in the Bible that you can trust, it was David. David was a trustworthy man. David was a man of integrity. Behind stage, he wouldn't be talking about people. He was a trustworthy friend. He didn't talk about Jonathan behind his back. He didn't even talk about Saul behind his back. Although Saul wanted to kill him, David was not a backstabber. He was trustworthy. He was a trustworthy friend. Let me ask this, and I'm going to turn and shift. Are you a trustworthy friend? Are you somebody that can be trusted? What kind of door are you? If we were to go into your life, what kind of door are you? When people access you, are they going to move towards the love of God? Are they going to move towards passion for God? Are you going to move them towards the love of God? Or have you just grown so cold now that because of what happened in the past, you're no longer really trustworthy? You sometimes lie. You're not really a great friend to keep. Why? Because you're really not accessing or being grounded on profoundly in your trust with God. Is that stable? Something to ask ourselves. Are we friends? We say, I want friends, but are you a friend? What kind of friend are you? What kind of door are you? If we form a relationship with you, what kind of door are we accessing? Will we become better people? Question, are you codependent? Do you need something? Are you in need of a relationship? David said, my trust is in God. His character was trustworthy. See, nowadays we see people singing, praising, they go to church, but they have a dysfunction in their character. And that's why we have most of our problems, because we have relational problems. Remember, when God wants to bless us, he will use relationships. We have to own, how do we be free? How do we start doing relationships right? Well, number one, you have to own your and take responsibility for any broken downness that you have, that you're carrying. Any brokenness that you carry, anything that you say, I'm not well, I'm not healed, and I need to get healed. So how do I do that? Well, you have to take steps in getting healed. If you say, well, I'm not really trustworthy, then you have to take steps in forming a relationship with God so that that number one relationship, which is your relationship with God, keep in mind, the cross is vertical and it's horizontal. Your vertical is your relationship with God, and your horizontal is your relationship with everybody else. And your relationship with everybody else is really sustained by your relationship with God. How is your relationship with others? Take a good inventory. I want you to reflect on that. How's your relationships? Take a good inventory on your relationships. How's your relationship with God? How's your relationship with other people? What kind of relationships do you have? Have you evaluated them? Is there any pruning you need to do? Or maybe people access you as a relationship and you're really not healed and you're really not whole. See, I've learned something over the years. People may never come back and say sorry. People may never come back to you and say, man, I'm sorry. Man, I did it wrong. I am so sorry. Some of you are waiting for somebody to come back to you and say that they're sorry. They may never, but you've got to get healed. You've got to do your part, and you've got to forgive, and you've got to break wrong soul ties. You've got to evaluate the right relationships that are in your life, invest in the right ones that God has brought into your life, and learn to trust again. If you say, I have a problem with trust, I've got fear at the heart of it, then get delivered. Why? Because you're a door. And God wants to use you to be a great access for the kingdom of God. God wants to use you. So when they talk to you, when they form relationship with you, when they fellowship with you, you are not a stumbling block. Hey, don't allow the enemy to use you as a stumbling block. There is so much of that going around where they don't enter and they don't let others enter. They become stumbling blocks for the kingdom of God. Don't allow that to happen in your life. Allow God to use you. You be a door. And when people come into your life, you got healed. You are whole. You are complete. You don't need anybody. And you're not afraid that if they walk away, well, what if they walk away? I better guard my heart. Listen, enough of that. Let's do relationships right. That you're not so afraid that somebody's going to betray you or somebody's going to, you know, reject you. Hey, you're whole. You're complete. You're healed. You're delivered. Your trust is in God. You have to trust that if that happens, then God gave, God took away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God will bring somebody else. I want to pray for your relationships. I pray that God begin to evaluate, or you begin to evaluate through the eyes of God, through the eyes of heaven, through the lens of heaven, and you begin to evaluate all those godly relationships that God has brought. They move you forward. They never move you backwards. They move you forward. So I'm going to pray for every relationship right now in your life, and that you begin to prune those relationships, and that you get healed even in your own heart in those relationships. Father, I pray for those that are watching and those that are viewing and those that are listening, and I pray that you begin to speak to them through the power of the Holy Spirit, and that you begin to show them every relationship that is godly, every door that you have given them through relationships, God, that they can access something powerful, Father, and that they begin to evaluate those that are not godly, those that perhaps have strayed. Father, I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you give them revelation so that they can begin to align their relationships. They begin to prune their relationships. And Father, I pray that if there's any trust issues going on in their heart, God, that they would put their trust in you, that they would solidify that and put their trust only in you, God, and then they can extend trust to others. Father, I pray that healing begin to occur at the sound of my voice. And if this healing that needs to manifest because of past relationships, God, forgiveness that needs to occur right now, that you begin to release that right now through your grace, God, that you would extend your grace right now to your people, and that they begin to do relationships correctly. Father, I'm asking you, God, to heal your people. And Lord, I pray that in the next season, we begin to build relationships, godly relationships, take care of them. And Father, that we no longer become codependent on anything, but our trust is found in you. Father, I pray for them. And I pray that this podcast would enlighten them, God, and that they begin to evaluate every single relationship, above all, your relationship with them. Father, I ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. I love you guys. Please subscribe to my YouTube channel. I hope that this helped you. And maybe it's, you know, you're beginning to see I've been doing relationships wrong. I've been codependent. I haven't been a friend. I need healing. Whatever the case may be, anything that happened in this podcast and I spoke that really ministered you, make a comment, share it with everybody. Until next time, I love you guys.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.